Let's talk about where things might be headed from this point. And one obvious question is combining these agents.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'd be nice to try and run a combination study, and we've got the best study that's going to run with four arms led by ECOG that will look at a series of different combinations that will incorporate Bev, sorafenib, and temsirolimus. I think this is going to be an interesting study to do. There are issues with combinations of these drugs in terms of what you can deliver. You do not appear to be able to deliver full doses of Bev with sorafenib. You do not appear to be able to deliver full doses of temsirolimus with sorafenib, at least in most patients.
So what's the problem there?
Usually hand-foot syndrome has been the issue. And so from that perspective, we're going to have to compromise on one or both in terms of what we think full doses are. That may or may not be important. And I think that we need to get on and do that randomized phase two and get some data from it. So I think that's an important issue. There's another study looking at sunitinib plus or minus Avastin. And if you had have asked me originally what I thought the best combination of a TKI and Bev would be, I would have picked sorafenib because I think overall it's probably a slightly better tolerated TKI. But in actual fact, once again, I'm wrong. It appears that the combination of sunitinib and Avastin can be delivered in full dose in at least a majority of patients. And so that randomized phase two will open in the next few months. And then we have the sequencing issue that we discussed earlier. MD Anderson will lead a trial called the START trial, which will be a multi-center trial where patients randomly go on to one of temsirolimus or sunitinib, and then they sequence through other drugs. It's a very complicated design, but I think a good one. And I think it will help us answer some questions about sequencing that otherwise won't be answered. So I think the two big issues are combinations and sequencing. And I think the initial targeting of the VEGF pathway with combinations may end up being too toxic to give, but we don't know that. We need to test it. And we've gone back in some respects to an old-style treatment of interferon with the Avorin study, and whether we need to look further at interferon and sorafenib and sunitinib is a big question. I suspect we probably do. Is the next step, with us having data of sorafenib and interferon, to do a study of sorafenib and interferon versus Bev and interferon on the first line? And it cuts to the issue of whether you really think that interferon is still a standard therapeutic intervention in renal cancer. And I think that American oncologists have voted against that in the last 18 months. So it would be sort of going back to the future.